Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
You know, obviously there is a natural thing of like, we need to keep the game going and so on. But the first thing is like, provide the bloody games. Provide the opportunity for kids to play.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball.
Okay, so Alan Reynolds here with me, just days out from a brand new League of Ireland season. How are you feeling things are with the squad at the minute?
Yeah, look, delighted with them. Come back and straight, fit and strong and exciting group of players who want to do well. We know it's the last year in Daly Mount, something we've embraced and we enjoy the challenge. And no, spirits are good.
In terms of, like, does it feel like the couple of pre-season games, I think pre-season's gone pretty well for you, but has it flown by or are you sort of happy enough at where you're at?
I know, I think I'd agree. I think it's gone fairly quick. You know, you come back after Christmas, it's 5 weeks and straight into games after Christmas. So it's been quick, you know, and a quick turnover. But look, delighted how it's gone. And a lot of the players have a lot of minutes in their legs already before the season starts.
Quite a number of players left over the winter, the likes of James Clark, Rob Cornwall, Keith Buckley among them. How big, I suppose, is the new season a challenge given the experience and the depth of players that have just left?
Yeah, look, at some stage the senior players, the likes of Bucko and Rob Cornwall, are going to move on. So it's up to the lads to step up, which they have done since we've come back in. I think they rectified that they need to step up and be proper leaders in the group this year. So, as I said, it's an exciting group. It's a different age profile, but it's a healthy squad.
Mm. Was it more about, I suppose, maybe replacing personalities and leadership or sort of specific qualities on the pitch, do you think?
Ah, look, come here. Some of the lads made their own decisions to move on, in fairness to them. We just felt, look, come here, bringing in a different profile and what we needed in certain times in certain games this year that we felt we lacked last year. So, you know, myself, Stevie O'Donnell, Derek Pender sat down and felt we identified what we needed, so we'll see.
On the flip side of that then, you mentioned there the new faces that you brought in. What have you sort of liked about the new signings so far?
Look, I mean, there's been quite a few, but they've settled in reasonably well. A good age profile, as I said, and different qualities. They all have different qualities, and but they're all hungry to do well, and they can't wait to represent the club and, you know, see where it says. As I've said already, it's our last year in Daly Mount. We want to embrace, we want to enjoy it, but we want to bring success to it too.
Mm. If I could just, like, one of the players in, if I could just pinpoint him, Harry Vaughan, obviously on loan from Hull City until the end of the summer. I suppose, what's the benefit of that arrangement for the club, like, especially compared to last season with Sean Graham and sort of knowing that he was going to depart and the impact that he had already had?
Yeah, but look, like, if Harry Vaughan does as well as Sean Graham does, we'd be delighted with it. You know, look, you know, it's always happened in the league down through the years that you bring in players on loan. Some work, some don't. Some stay longer than expected. So we're delighted if Harry Vaughan, which was available, I've worked with him before, delighted to have him. And I think in the short term we have him, enjoy him, and we'll see what happens after that.
Might there be an opportunity to extend that? Because I know that there was an attempt to maybe try and get Sean to stay.
Yeah, possibly. Never say never, you know, just see how the first period goes.
Do you expect that there could be more movement in before the window closes? There's one name in particular that's floating around, is Jonathan Afolabi.
No, I don't see the Johnny one happening, but potentially, you know, never say never. As I said, there's still a couple of weeks before the deadline, so we never know, but I'm quite happy with what I have.
Opening game of the season, of course, against St. Pat's here on Sunday. A crowd pushing towards, I think, well, it was 17,000 when it was last posted, but it could push up above that 20,000 threshold. That must be excitement within the group.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Like, there's like last year, we really enjoyed the occasion and a real cup final feel to it. It's great for everyone involved. I think it's great for the league, and our players can't wait to come here and show their stuff on Sunday. So we know it'll be tough against the good St. Pat's side, but we relish the challenge.
And experience as well, of playing on that sort of expanded pitch to what it is in Daly Mount, that they've gotten that experience under their belt, some of them.
Yeah, look, Amir, where we trained is actually similar size to this, so purposely so we'd be ready for anything that's thrown at us.
Where do you see Pats coming into the season? They'll of course be hoping to hit the ground running. They had a pretty disappointing campaign last year, so that might be the motivation to push them on a bit this year.
Look, where I see him is irrelevant, really. Good side, you know, and a lot of really, really good players. So I just have to focus on my own group and try and get them right.
European football as well, back on the calendar this year. There'll be a lot of excitement for that, you know, in particular with the fans. They'll be looking forward to seeing where they might be jetting off to. Does that bring about, I suppose, a little bit of added pressure?
But look, we're so far away. We're delighted, first and foremost, to be in Europe, and a club like Bohemian should be there every year. But, you know, it's a tough challenge to get there. But it's a good bit away. Like, we've a lot of football to play between this and then, but when it comes around, we'll enjoy it and look to do well in it.
Very finally, Alan, in terms of success this year, what does that look like for you, looking at how things have gone in pre-season, what you've brought in, what you're sort of looking at with the rest of the league? What would success
look
like?
We just want to improve. Just want to keep improving, and new players will come in, and you know, hopefully we hit the ground running. But look, I'm not going to sit here and give myself ridiculous targets and that, but we know in the group what we'd expect, and to improve on last year.
Off the ball.
Okay, Jordan, heading into a new season, I suppose, how do you feel the group is shaping up after pre-season?
Really good. Everyone's fitting well. The new signings have settled in really well as well, so yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
A lot of change in the dressing room over the winter, some very experienced players moving on. How has the group sort of adapted to that?
We've all talked about it, you know, it's time for other people to step up, losing big characters as they were, and obviously the lads who have played a lot of games, they'll be missed, obviously, but it's up to the rest of us to stand up, and I feel like in pre-season so far we have them.
And Dawson Devoy takes captaincy this year. What sort of leader is he in the group compared to last year with Bucco?
Yeah, well, I think Dawson obviously is an unbelievable player. He leads by example. Even last season, you know, he was captain on match days a lot of the time because Bucco was on the bench or whatever. But I feel I've seen a real difference in Dawson in terms of being more vocal this year. So hopefully that's good things to come. You know, he's really stepping up into the role.
And are they're just the little sort of pockets of things that people may not see on match days, do you think?
Yeah. But like I said, Dawson's an unbelievable player. So you know you know you can trust him. Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of us who need to step up as well as Dawson, and I feel like we have done that, yeah.
And with your experience in the squad now, do you feel that's your role to make that sort of next step up? I mean, like you already had been doing last year. I was reading a couple of pieces in that from last year that you were playing a lot of the time injured, and it's a reflection on, you know, despite some of the results in the pitch, how hard that you were willing to push yourself.
Yeah, well, I had quite a lot of injuries when I was younger, so anytime I can get on the pitch now, I'm willing to do it, whether I'm injured or not. Yeah, it's a reflection on all the lads. I think we've got a good group in there. I think we've got a lot of leaders in there. So yeah, we'll be looking to do that as the season goes on.
And in terms of that injury, then do you feel that sort of cleared up now, or sort of how are you feeling sort of body wise heading in?
No, yeah, it's cleared up. Feeling really good. I'm a lot further ahead this season than I was last season in pre-season. You know, I missed the game against Rovers here last season through injury. But yeah, I feel really good and I'm raring to go now. Yeah.
St. Pat's first up here on Sunday, I suppose. What do you expect from them based on their sort of last campaign, that they'd have been sort of really disappointed by missing out on Europe? And, you know, do you think that might, you know, spur them to try and hit the ground running?
Yeah, of course. We've been in that position ourselves a couple of years ago, and you use that as motivation to go into the season. So we'll be expecting they'll be raring to go. And yeah, like I said, we are as well.
Does past games give a bit of an edge, or is it a case of, you know, there's been, I suppose, so much turnover in terms of players that it kind of just has to be a sort of like a fresh slate almost?
Yeah, well, if you're on about the cup final a couple of years ago, there's still a few of us in that in this squad that played that day. Of course, you think about all that stuff, but, you know, we play each other four times a year. So yeah, it is what it is, and yeah, like I said, we just take each game as it comes, and yeah, looking forward to go.
It looks like the attendance might push over 20,000 on Sunday. What's that atmosphere kind of like when you're walking out of the tunnel into that?
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah. Especially when most of them will be Bulls fans as well. You know, they were right behind us. Who doesn't want to play in front of a big crowd like that? And yeah, it's good for the fans as well. You know, people you wouldn't really get tickets in a game like this at Daly Mount because of capacity reasons. They get to come and yeah, enjoy the day, and hopefully we get a result for them.
Mm. And you mentioned as well, Daly Mount. It's the last season in Daly Mount before it closes for redevelopment. I mean, does that aspect alone add any sort of pressure to finish up on a high note?
I wouldn't say pressure, no. Not any extra pressure anyway, because you know there's pressure on playing for a club like Bowes in the first place. You know, you want to be successful, but of course we want to give those memories to the fans. You know, last season at Daly Mount, we want to make it a successful one.
And European football back on the cards this year. How's the excitement for that?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. You know, it'll be great to be involved back in it, but we've obviously got a lot of league games before that, so that's where our focus is on at the moment.
Do you think then that, you know, that added piece of having Europe back in this year, does that, I suppose, will that force you to raise standards internally a little bit more?
Yeah, but I think that would be the case anyway. You always want to improve on the year before, but two seasons ago, I think every season the club has improved since I've been here. But yeah, we want to take the next step now. I think it's important we take the next step.
Very finally for me then, what's the biggest learning that you've taken in pre-season, and what the coaches have been doing in pre-season based on last year coming into the new campaign?
Well, the biggest learning obviously in pre-season is you want to be as fit as you can. But in terms of how we play, I think it's guiding the new players into the standards we expect and how we play, and they've done really well since they've come in pre-season. They've settled in really well, so yeah, we're all buzzing to get going.
Off the ball.
So I'm here with Stephen Kenny. Stephen, how has the preparation gone in the off-season, just days ahead of a new campaign starting?
Yeah, it's a different like this season always started in March, and then it came back a week every year, and now it's obviously February the 6th, it comes quickly after Christmas. And you know, we've had to obviously prepare in a slightly different way to make sure we're ready. And it's a great game to open the season here in this magnificent stadium. You know, to play here, the players, some of them don't get the opportunity to do that in their career. So to get the opportunity to do that is fantastic.
It's looking like it's going to pass the 20,000 mark at this point. You're no stranger to standing on a sideline in this stadium. Is there any needed extra, like when you hear that there's going to be 20,000 people, is there any sort of needed added motivation than that to walk out of the tunnel behind me here?
Yeah, no, listen, you know, it's underutilised really. The players should get more opportunities to play here, and I know it is sacred in that regard. The FAI Cup final is the one occasion player, so it is a great initiative, and for the players to play here is only deserved, because they sacrifice so much in their careers, and this is in their city. The stadium in their city, and they've every right to play here, so it's a great opportunity.
In terms of when you were looking at the end,
that's
of
our new signing.
Just had that pass. yeah. In terms of when you were looking back at the season just gone, look, I think there was a feeling of, you know, sort of a great sense of disappointment in losing out on Europe. What were the main things that you looked at in the off season and looking to improve on now for the season ahead?
Yeah, well, quite a few, but I think from our point of view, we needed to beat Shelburne in the last game of the season to qualify for Europe, and we didn't quite manage that. We drew nil all, and probably didn't do enough on the night, so it was a tough one to take. And it was you know, we were disappointed not to do that, so we re-evaluated, we looked at, you know, our strengths and weaknesses over the year, and we've made some necessary adjustments that we need to make this year. And we're happy with what we've got. We could still add one or two to the squad, because we've certainly lost, or more players have left than have come in. But you know, we've started off, we played well in some of the games in pre-season.
In turn, you lost a number of players sort of going out in the off-season. You've brought in a couple of them, one in particular, and I've sort of been reading into him in the last week or so, Glorian Zingo, I think, is that how you say his name? Has he been sort of impressing, like he's come through the academy at St. Pat's as well, so what have you thought of him?
Yeah, he's a breath of fresh air, Glory. You know, he carries himself brilliantly. He has great individual skill, dynamic player who can play in quite a few positions. So, you know, young players come back from good experiences that he's had in France and in America and Swansea. So, packed a lot into his young career. So, you know, we're delighted to have him.
You talked a lot about sort of the importance of squad culture. How are you seeing the sort of the leadership group in the squad taking on that responsibility now?
Right. Well, I think now we're looking forward to the games. I think the players understand we need to be formidable. We need to be a formidable team. It's not enough to have individual talent and to, you know, we can dominate games but run forward quicker than we run back. We cannot have those traits in the team. You know, they cannot be traits that are in the team. And I think we need to have every player must give everything in all facets of the play. And I suppose we need to have a collective will to be successful. You know, all the successful teams have that. And I think, listen, when I came in a year and a half ago, we showed great individual skill, very high technical level, and won all our games in the second half of the season. But we obviously had shortcomings that were exposed last season, and you know, and so we have to rectify that and make sure we're ready.
Do you look back at any of the games that you played against Bohemians last year in terms of the preparation for this weekend, or is it about, you know, a complete fresh slate now?
Yeah, no, it's different. I think obviously one game each and two draws, so the games are even. You know, the games are even. We didn't concede any goals, or the only goals we conceded in the four games were the two goals in Daly Mount, the late goals from sets. But the Bowers have a lot of very good attacking players, are excellent team, they've signed a lot of good players, so their expectations will be, they'll be high up on the table and challenging. From our point of view, we know what we have to do, and we know the challenge that's presented towards us. And we're looking forward to the game.
And very finally, then, is it a matter of setting, you know, an early standard, getting a statement sort of win down in that opening game, a big Dublin derby, or is there a bigger?
Yeah, I think it's a 36 game season, but yeah. I think we know the cards have been dealt. Three away Dublin derbies in the first five games, Bohemian, Shamrock Rovers, and Shelburne away from home in the first five. We're happy to embrace that. We're looking forward to that challenge. We're motivated by that challenge. And, you know, first of all, special on Sunday to come here for the players and really show, you know, the talent in the home of Irish football.
Off the ball.
I suppose, Jamie, then, coming into a new season after what might have been considered a really disappointing one last time out by the club's own standards, what's the mood like heading into a new campaign?
Yeah, I think it's positive, but I think it's the same in every club in the league. The sense in pre-season where it's always really optimistic, you know what I mean, which is good. So we've lost a lot of players, but we've gained a lot of really good players. and I have belief in the squad that we have, the quality that we have throughout the squad, and we're kind of at that stage now, pre-season, where it's just gone on. We're just dying for the first game of the season to get underway, so we're happy that it's just nearly here.
Yeah, because it's about sort of setting a marker in you know, competitive competition, I suppose, than, you know, playing in a friendly on a wet Saturday afternoon somewhere.
Yeah, it is. It's been difficult pre-season with obviously the weather, so not a lot of teams have been playing on grass, which is a bit frustrating for us, but it's just the way it is. We don't have the facilities for it, so to play on a pitch like this on Sunday, to get off to hopefully a good start in the season is great, and you know, it'll be a huge crowd. They'll generate a lot of noise, and we'll bring a good crowd ourselves, and yeah, it'll be a great occasion.
There was a sense at the end of last year, I suppose, that the performances may not have been up to the scratch of maybe expectations from the manager or perhaps even the fans. What do you feel that the group has learned from that now as you go to start off against Bowes?
Yeah, we've sat down obviously as a group and discussed ourselves, and you know, I think obviously the staff have reflected on it as well as a whole year last year. What can we improve on? What can we learn from it? And you know, most of them conversations will probably stay within the dressing room, but in general, I felt that maybe we lacked a little bit of belief in ourselves at times, especially when we went through a little bit of phases where the results weren't good enough and it kind of rolled on to the next game. I felt like the belief in the squad kind of dips a little bit, and but we've got to learn from that, because you know, there's so much good talent in the dressing room, and there was last year, and to finish where we did just wasn't good enough. Like, and you know, we did miss out on Europe on the last day, but we shouldn't have really put ourselves in that position, but that's the situation we were in. So we've learned an awful lot from last year, but like I said, it's a new year this year. It's a fresh start for a lot of us. We've got a couple of new faces in the door, and we just want to make it right, because it really did hurt us last year, so we need to learn from that, and we need to use that as fuel for this season.
Is one of the lessons perhaps maybe, you know, playing the full 90 and you know, sort of like heads completely screwed on up until that final whistle goes? Because I mean, if you look obviously playing Bowes this week, if you look back at the game during the summer in Dalymount, Sean Graham scoring like with literally the last kick of the game, is that one of the main takeaways that you took from the previous campaign?
It's hard to say, because although last season was such a poor season for us, we still had the best defensive record in the league, the most clean sheets. I think the least amount of goals conceded from set pieces. So yeah, we look back on that game in the summer, obviously, where Bowes scored two late goals against us, but in the rest of the three games they didn't score a goal against us in 90 minutes. So, and you know, we won obviously the first game of the season. The other two were tight games, granted, but in general, our defensive record was quite good last year. I didn't feel like we got enough goals. We created an awful lot of chances, but probably didn't take our goals as much as we should have. So we can still improve defensively, obviously. But I think top end of the pitch as well, we need to be a little bit more clinical. But like I said, full belief in the squad we have, and I'm hoping that this will be a good year for us.
A few players out in the close of season, a good few players come in as well. You're one of the more sort of experienced players in Pats at the minute now. Do you feel that, I suppose, that there's a greater sort of responsibility on your shoulders to drive those standards that Stephen talks about?
Yeah, I do, definitely. Obviously, I've been here a while. I know I've had some success here, like in the Cup and in Europe and things like that. But, you know, you want to challenge for the league, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like a club like Pat should be challenging for the league, and it hasn't happened for us in recent years. But like I said, like, yeah, the standards obviously have to be high every day in training and off the pitch stuff, and you know, that makes it easier for us on a Friday night to perform when things are organised. But there's a good group of us there who are experienced as well. You've Chris Forrester and Joe Redmond and Anto Breslin, Danny Rogers, lads like that who obviously have had a lot of experience in football in their career up to date, so there is a nice blend of youth and experienced lads within the group now, and everyone's at a quite a good age. So like I said, like it's building nicely for us, but we've got to put it into action now starting Sunday.
What sort of statement do you think it would make for your season? I mean, look, I know obviously it'd only be one game in, but if you were to defeat Bowes here, it's considered, you know, a home game for them. There's expected to be maybe about 20,000 people here. It'd be quite the statement if you could lay down that marker.
It would be, yeah, it would be. Obviously, if you're taking the stadium and the everything out of the equation. It's still a Dublin derby, and last year our record in Dublin derbies was the worst of all the Dublin clubs, and we spoke about that, like, that needs to be better, and, you know, we're motivated not to let that happen again, you know. So it'd be a great start. We know how tough of a game it's going to be, but it should be a great atmosphere, and like I said, all the lads are really looking forward to it now.
And what's, very finally then for me, what's the main goal, do you think? What does, you know, for you as a player, obviously success looks like lifting a trophy at the end of a season, but you know, what would the main goal, considering where you were last season, this season?
I don't know. I think I'm not sure if it's the right thing to set them targets, but it definitely has to be an improvement. And at minimum, you know, we've got to get back in Europe. So, like I said, it's hard to set targets like that. I think we might take it in a more shorter term, but we have kind of shorter term targets within the group. And yeah, like I said, like I know I keep saying it, but I do believe in the squad of players we have and the people in the dressing room. And like, I think it's always like optimistic leading up to the first game of the season, but like, why not? It's a fresh start, so let's just give it a go. Off the ball.